If it is done sincerely for the sake of Allah and for His sake alone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that into being. Bi-idhnillah al-wahid al-dayyan. So before I go and make salah, I want to take wudu. And we know all now to take wudu. This is not a fiqh lesson. This is not a qubh lesson, so let's say. But most importantly, I take that wudu correctly. Some people are washing each part three times, but three times incorrectly. Rather wash it once correctly than three times incorrectly. Make isbagh. What is isbagh? Go over the border. Like we speak about the border of the face. Min manabat al-sha'ar ila asfal al-dhaqn wa ma bayn al-udhanayn. That's the definition of the face. From where the hair... If I take off my turban now, you're going to say, but where's the hair? From where the hair normally grows out or starts growing. Ila asfal al-dhaqn. If you put your thumb under your chin here, where the two jawbones meet, هذا أسفل الذقن, under the chin, وما بين الأذنين, and between the two ears. That's the border. So when we wash our faces, do we just go along the border? Or do we go over the border? Likewise, when we wash our hands, إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, oh, those of you who believe, when you want to go and pray, then wash your faces and your hands up to and including your elbows, and wipe your heads and wash your feet up to and including your ankles. We know what is the border of the face, the border of the elbow, and the border of the ankles. Do we just go to the border? No. There's a qa'idah, there's a rule in Islam, in fiqh. مَا لَا يُتِمُّ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبُ. مَا لَا يُتِمُّ الْوَاجِبِ. That which without, that does not complete something that is obligatory, is obligatory. Sounds very technical. But basically what it means is, if that is part of it, then include it. And if you're just going to straddle along the border of your face, or straddle along the border of your elbow, or the border of your ankle, there is a possibility that you might miss something out. So go over the border. Make isbagh. Go well beyond the border. Go well beyond the border. Go well beyond the border. It's the first thing. Before we even make salah, we have to make itqan. You know, if we are engineers, we are so proud that we are good engineers. Or doctors, that we are good doctors. We are always improving ourselves, doing courses, bettering ourselves, learning new things in the field of our study. But what about as worshippers? How are we striving for perfection in our worship? So when we approach our salah and we go and take wudu, we do it with itqan. إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا فَلْيُتْقِنَهُ. If any of you are going to do something, do it professionally. Strive for perfection therein. Number one, to say Bismillah. In fact, there's a hadith, لا ودو لمن لم يذكر اسم الله عليه. There is no wudu for the one that does not say Bismillah. From a technical perspective, the scholars have differed. But at least say Bismillah. There's a beautiful hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. He says, كل عمل ذي بال لا يبدأ ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فهو أقطع أبتر أجذم. Those are three different narrations of the hadith. Any matter of consciousness, in other words, a matter in which you need to be conscious and mindful, that is not begun in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, then it is void of the blessings of Allah. So first thing, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Strive for perfection in that wudu. Don't waste water. In fact, the best wudu is the wudu that you can take out of a little container. I remember when I was in Somaliland, there was like a metal container outside of the masjid with a little plastic 2 liter that had been cut in half with a string attached to the handle. You had to throw it into the metal container, pull out the cut off 2 liter, and then fill your jam tin. Like the Koo jam. I'm not advertising for Koo, but I'm saying, you know that the jam tin Everybody got a jam tin and you had to take wudu with that jam. I'm telling you, subhanAllah, there was even leftover. There was even leftover. Alhamdulillah, I think we as Capetonians, we have learned not to waste water. We have already learned not to waste water. So we are not wasting water. We are saying Bismillah. We are going to strive for perfection in this wudu. And even though it's not a sunnah, from the technical aspect thereof, to make dua when you wash each part, there is no harm in it. Like when you wash your face, Ya Allah, brighten my face on the day when faces are blackened. And we're not talking about black or white skin. We're talking about the darkness of wulum and the nur of iman, no matter what the color of the skin of the person. When you wash your right hand, Ya Allah, grant me to receive my book of records, my book of deeds in my right hand. And when you wash your left hand up to and including your elbow, Ya Allah, don't let me receive my book in my left hand or from behind my back. When we wipe our heads, Ya Allah, grant me the shade. Grant me the shade of your arsh on the day when there is no shade except your shade, Ya Allah. And when we wash our right foot, Ya Allah, grant me to be steadfast on your straight path. And the left foot, Ya Allah, cause me not to slip from the sirat, the bridge of sirat that goes through the fire of Jahannam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then when we finish that wudu, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. It's different riwayat. And then subhanAllah, then we will really feel like we have taken wudu. Now that we have taken wudu, we come into the masjid and we've spoken about 27 times stronger for a man to pray in the masjid than praying at home. For a man. Whoever, in fact there's a hadith, man salla lillahi 40 salatan yudriku rak'at al-ula fi kulli salatin kutibat lahu bara'atan. Allahu Akbar. Whoever makes 40 salas, whoever makes 40 salas, getting the first takbira, takbiratul ihram, behind the imam in every salah. This is not just in Medina, anywhere. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for them bara'atan, two freedoms. Bara'atun min al-nifaq wa bara'atun min al-nar. Freedom from the fire on the day of judgment and freedom from hypocrisy. I mean, I can stand here and we can do just the whole khutbah just about the merits and the virtues of praying in the masjid. And even to stand behind the imam. And I know there are different schools of thought, but one thing is for sure, the hadith is clear. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أمن الإمام فأمنوا فإنه من وافق تأمينه تأمين الملائكة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. If the imam says Ameen, then say Ameen. For indeed, the one whose Ameen, when they say Ameen, whether you say it quietly, like the in the madhab of Abu Hanifa, or in the one narration of Imam Malik, to say it quietly, no problem. Or to say it loudly, like the Jumhur, like the majority of the Aqwal, of the positions of the scholars, it's all correct, no problem. But say Ameen. Why? Because if your Ameen matches up with the Ameen of the Malaika, of the angels, غُفِرَ لَهُمَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, then all their previous sins will be forgiven. It's a hadith, sahih, authentic hadith. So we come to the masjid, preferably for us men. Alhamdulillah, we've taken wudu, we've strived for excellence in that wudu, we've been conscious and mindful of Allah in that wudu, we haven't wasted water in that wudu. We have made isbah, we've gone beyond the border of every part in that wudu. And now we come into the masjid and alhamdulillah, we now have the opportunity to get ready, to prepare ourselves for that farida, for that obligatory prayer. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing more that Allah loves more than the farida. ما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه. In the hadith Qudsi, my servant has not drawn closer to me with anything more beloved to me than that which I've made compulsory on them. So how do we prepare for that faridah? We prepare for it with the sunnah. And the first thing we should do is we should clear our minds. Especially when we come into the masjid or wherever you might be praying. We need to clear our minds. Take a deep breath. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Make istighfar. Make istighfar. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. And not استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر. I think it was سيدة رابعة الأدوية. She said some people need to make استغفار for the way that they make استغفار. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر. Oh Allah forgive me. Oh Allah forgive me. Oh Allah forgive me. Most important is to be conscious. We've done that hadith so many times. Ud'u rabbakum wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Pray to your Lord whilst being certain of his answer. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَاهٍ. When you pray to your Lord, be certain of his answer. For indeed Allah does not accept the dua of somebody that is not mindful. Not just making dua, you know, let's just get done with it. Not even conscious. And that's why, you know, subhanallah. And that's not to say, if you don't understand the dua is not going to be accepted. If you trust the imam, which you should do, hopefully, inshallah, the imam is on the sirat al-mustaqim, and the imam is making dua in a language that you don't understand, say ameen. Ya Allah, whatever this man is saying, sounds so beautiful. I don't know what it means, but ameen. Istajib. Answer the dua, ya Allah. But if you're making dua by yourself, make sure that your heart, your qalb, ليس بغافل ولاهن. غافل, heedless. لاهن, in other words, you know, completely heedless and careless. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, we clear our minds with istighfar. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whoever perpetually makes istighfar, says, astaghfirullah. Conscious and mindful. Oh Allah, forgive me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will he do? جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will grant a way out of every difficulty for them. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. And Allah will relieve them of every worry and anxiety. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. Istighfar is something a believer must never leave. At least 100 times in the morning. At least 100 times in the evening. قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَيُغَانُ عَلَى قَلْبِ حَتَّى أَسْتَغْفِرَ رَبِّي فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ. He says, it's as if a veil comes over my heart unless I seek the forgiveness of my Lord 100 times every morning and every night. And you've heard the benefits of that. So we clear our minds with Bismillah. We clear our minds with istighfar. We come into the masjid and we make a sunnah to ratiba. Don't leave out the sunnah. Don't leave out the sunnah. Whether it is the sunnah that is going to help us prepare. And this is all to do with the niyyah. If you make that sunnah, ya Allah, making the sunnah, because I'm still thinking about that business meeting I had, you know, 5 minutes ago. Or I'm still thinking about that meal I had an hour ago. Or I'm still thinking about, you know, something that my wife asked me to buy at the shop or whatever the case might be. Or I'm still thinking about the fact that the Springboks won, you know, on Saturday. And I didn't, you know, I only spoke about that last week in order to make the example of what? We prioritize so many other things. Let's start to prioritize our salah, the most important thing. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, we make that sunnah salah with the niyyah, ya Allah, prepare me for the faridah. If there's still any sort of mindlessness or carelessness or heedlessness in my heart, then remove it with the sunnah salah. So that by the time the iqamah goes off, قَدَ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدَ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. Salah has been established. خلاص. This is now the faridah. The thing that Allah loves the most. The thing that is going to count the most in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. If it's intact, everything else will be intact. If it's not intact, nothing will be intact. That's how important that faridah is. So I'm preparing now for the faridah. I'm going to stand in front of Allah. And we lift up our hands for that takbiratul ihram. And we say, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. I throw everything behind me. Everything, all my material possessions, all my loved ones, my children, everything I throw behind me. I'm not going to speak to Allah. And then, as we have already covered, إِنِّي وَجَهْتُ وَجَهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I turn my face to the originator of the heavens and the earth. Hanifan Musliman, pure in faith, worshipping only Him. Musliman, submitting and surrendering to Him. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I am not of those who associate partners with Him. إِنَّ صَلَاتِ, indeed my prayer. وَالنُّسُكِ, and my sacrifice. وَمَحْيَايَ, and my life. وَمَمَاتِ, and my death. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is for Allah, the creator and sustainer of all the worlds. لا شريك له. He has no partner. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتْ, and with this I have been ordered. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am of those who submit and surrender to Him. Of course, the takbiratul ihram is the time of the niyyah. And I just want to bring our attention to something. Some of us are so concerned with saying the niyyah in Arabic that we're not even mindful of what we are saying in our hearts. In fact, it is only Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, that said that it is mustahab, it is praiseworthy, to say the intention on the tongue only to direct it into the heart. The other three schools of thought say that there is no place for the niyyah on the tongue, because the place of the niyyah, haqiqatun hukmun mahallun wazaman kayfiyatun shartun wa maqsudun hasan, like the poet says, when he speaks about the zaman, or he speaks about the mahal of the niyyah, mahallun niyyati al-qalb, the place of the intention is the heart. So make sure, whether you are making that intention in whatever language, doesn't matter, but make sure that you are conscious of what you are intending. That, Ya Allah, I'm standing in front of you, I'm making, you know, four raka'ats for salatul dhuhr, facing the qibla, for your sake and for your sake alone. Allahu Akbar. Dua al-istiftah, the opening dua. And now, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Be mindful, be conscious of what you're saying. Allah promises that when we say this, He hears us. فإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم. And if there comes to you a whispering of the whisperings of shaitan, فاستعذ بالله, then seek refuge in Allah. إنه سميع عليم, indeed Allah is all hearing and all knowing. Allah created us. وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا, and we've been created weak. He knows our condition, He knows our situation. And when we call on Him, when we flee to Him, when we seek refuge in Him, He grants us that refuge. بِكَ نَسْتَجِيرُ وَمَنْ يُجِيرُ سِوَاكَ إِرْحَمْ ضَعِيفًا يَحْتَمِي بِحِمَاكَ. Oh Allah, بِكَ أَسْتَجِيرُ, I seek refuge in Thee. وَمَنْ يُجِيرُ سِوَاكَ, and who can grant me refuge besides Thee? إِرْحَمْ ضَعِيفًا, envelop this weak servant of yours in your mercy. يَحْتَمِي بِحِمَاكَ, who seeks nothing but your protection. When you make that isti'adha in the salah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, be mindful of خِنْزَب. You know, he's lock and loaded. He's armed and ready. He wants to destroy that salah of ours. So seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from him. And then if he comes back at any time during the salah, what must you do? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين ولعبدي ما سأل. Just listen to this hadith. It will change your Fatiha forever بإذن الله تعالى. We have to make the Fatiha. This is except according to Abu Hanifa, the salah can still be fixed if you don't make the Fatiha. But according to the Jumhur of the scholars, no Fatiha, no Salah. No Fatiha, no Salah. This is a hadith Qudsi. It's an authentic hadith narrated by Al-Imam Muslim. And all the other four books besides Abu Hanifa. Afwan, besides Al-Imam al-Bukhari. But all the others have narrated this hadith. It's an authentic hadith. Where the Prophet ﷺ said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi, I have divided the salah between me and my servant into two halves. And this is why one of the names for Al-Fatiha is As-Salah. Al-Kafiya, Al-Shifa, has many beautiful names. This is one of its names, As-Salah. وَلِعَبْدِ مَا سَأَلَ. And for my servant is whatever he asks. فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So when the servant says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise and thanks due solely to Allah, the Creator and Sustainer of all the worlds. قال الله تعالى حمدني عبدي. My servant has praised me. Just imagine, this is you. You're in a conversation with Allah now. You say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You can now imagine Allah Subhanahu wa Taala saying, My servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Afna alayya abdi. Allah says, My servant has exalted me. مالك يوم الدين مجدني عبدي. My servant has majestified me. Allah. فإذا قال إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين قال هذا بيني وبين عبدي ولعبدي ما سأل. This is between me and my servant, and for my servant is whatever he asks. فإذا قال إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And when he says, Oh Allah, guide me on the straight path. And when you look in the tafsir, this literally means, Oh Allah, keep me on the straight path. And how does one stay on the straight path? How does one be guided? وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. As for those who follow righteous guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase them in guidance. In other words, we have to want to be guided. It's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows signs to, but does not make the intention to follow righteous guidance of those signs, that is the person that will be misguided. So we have to want to be guided. Ya Allah, when you say it, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, Ya Allah, keep me on this path. Keep me on the path of deen. Bring me ever closer to thee, Ya Allah. Grant me strength of iman, Ya Allah. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَامَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse, وَآتَا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even give them, those who want to follow righteous guidance, Allah will give them the protection to stay on the path of guidance. But those that are not really cared, you know, we're following or not following, those are the ones who will be misguided. Because we might be sitting in the masjid today, wallahi, we don't know where we're going to be tomorrow. We might be believers today, wallahi, we do not know what we are going to be tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. We're living in a time of fitna. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرْضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, where people are selling their deen for a small price of the dunya. فَإِذَا قَالَ اِهْدِنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالضَّالِينَ قَالَ هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. So when you make that dua, it's one of the two duas in the Quran that if you make it with sincerity, Allah promises to answer it. It's the dua in Surah Al-Fatiha, and it's the dua in the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Go look it up. Those two duas are guaranteed to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they are made with sincerity. And that's what Allah says at the end, this is for my servant, and for my servant is whatever they ask. Then thereafter, whatever you recite of the Holy Quran, just listen. If you don't understand it, at least be attentive. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا وَأَنْصِتُوا. If the Quran is recited, like if you're standing behind the Imam, then listen and pay attention. And then of course, we go into everything else that we have said, that Allah is greater than, comes into our hearts or into our minds. And we go into ruku, and what do we say? Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdi. But if you go into the commentary of Sahih Muslim by Imam al-Nawawi, you will find there two ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when he went into ruku, he used to say, Allahumma laka raka'tu, wa bika amantu, wa laka aslamtu, khasha'a sam'i, خَشَعَ لَكَ سَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَمُخِّي وَعَصَبِي. When he went into ruku, he should say, Ya Allah, I am bowing for you. Allahumma laka raka'at. And I believe in you. وَبِكَ أَمَنْتْ وَلَكَ أَسْلَمْتْ. And I have surrendered myself to you. My hearing, my sight, my mind, my bones, and even my nerves have all fell silent for you. Your ruku will never be the same again. Same in the sujood. Your sujood will never be the same again. And in every raka'ah, Jamaatul Muslimin. This is striving for perfection. And I'm speaking to myself first. You know, there's a whole debate amongst the scholars. You know, if a person doesn't have khushu in their salah, is their salah batil? The jumhur say no. What's the Jumhur? The majority of scholars say no. It's not about being batil or not. There are some scholars that say khushu is wajib. That being mindful and conscious in your salah is actually an obligation. It is obligatory, it is compulsory. And without it, your salah is null and void. But we know we are weak, but at least let's strive. At least let's try, because we don't know. Just like Ibrahim ibn Adham, when he made salah, he placed the Kaaba in front of him. And he put the Siratul Mustaqim under his feet. Jannah on his right, Jahannam on his left, and Maliki Maut above him, as if this is the last salah that he's going to make, and yet he doesn't even know if Allah is going to accept it or not. That's Ibrahim ibn Adham. SubhanAllah. And then we can understand how it was possible for Abbad ibn Bishr, for him to take 3 arrows out of his body while he was making salah. He was being shot while he was in salah, and he was taking the arrows out while he was in salah. Or while how they took the arrow out of Sidna Ali ibn Abi Talib, karamallahu wajhahu radiyallahu anhu, when he was in salah. Or Urwa ibn Zubayr, when they amputated his leg while he was in salah. Or Ibrahim al-Taymi, who literally looked like a wall on which the birds would perch. Or like the head of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, which the birds would perch when they were standing in salah. We think to ourselves, you know, how is it possible to attain this level of khushu'? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Be mindful of Allah as you are able to. All Allah wants from us, try your best, and to Allah you leave the rest. So we have spoken about before salah, strive for perfection in that wudu. We have spoken about being mindful and conscious of Allah in the salah. Let's try our best in terms of what we can do. Then we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We leave the salah. Let's not hasten. Let's not just jump up and off we go. Let us sit there for a while. We know there's an appointment. But just, you know, just a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Make istighfar. Make dua. Make salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now we've spoken about before. We've spoken about whilst in the salah. And we've spoken about immediately after the salah. Now what about after and in between all the salahs? Let's look forward to the next salah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. As for those who believe, they are the most severest in their love for Allah. So they can't wait to speak to Allah again. And so we live our lives from one salah to the other. And look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالصَّلَاةُ إِلَى الصَّلَاةُ وَالصَّلَاةُ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. That from one salah to another, at the end of the hadith, كَفَّارَةً لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. It's a penance for all the small sins in between. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Salah has been prescribed for us at specific times. And what's the best action? أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّلَاةُ لِوَقْتِهَا. Salah on time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to prioritize our salah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make salah the most important aspect of our lives. The mihwar, the axis around which our entire lives revolve. And let us make the niyat never ever to say ever again, ik gaan gauw klaarmaak. Ik gaan gauw klaarmaak. I'm going to do it quickly. And I'm talking about finishing it before I've even started it. But instead, arihna biha ya Bilal. Let's look at salah as the place in which we are going to find all our peace and all our tranquility. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And it's going to grant us the contentment of heart and contentment and peace and of soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be of the true believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those in the day of يوم القيامة will enter في جناته النعيم. وآخر الدعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I just want to greet you. I'm not going on Umrah. I'm not going on Umrah, but I am going away. I won't be here for 2 weeks. I'm going to Turkey, Hosh Geldiniz, Hosh Burduk, Shok Salosun, Nasilsiniz, Ben Teşekkür Ederim. I'm practicing my Turkish. And I ask you to remember me in your du'as. thing I always want to ask forgiveness for, if I've ever made you late to go back to work, please give me maaf. You know, I don't, my intention is not to, I try and condense as much as I can into the little time that I have, but I ask you maaf if I have, you know, ever offended you or made you late for anything. So please give me maaf. Make dua for my wife and I are going. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a safe journey. Safe journey there, and a good stay there, and a safe journey back, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our family and our home and our ways in our absence. And last but and certainly not least, in yuhibbukum fillah, I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah love us for loving each other for His sake, and grant us all on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when He calls out and He says, "Where are those who have loved each other for my sake? On this day I'm going to put them in my shade, on the day when there is no shade except His shade." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are gathered on that day. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh yes, and there will be a program tomorrow night after Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala, on the birth and life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It'll be after Maghrib tomorrow night. And then Sunday we're having a qira'ah program from 9:30 until Dhuhr. We're having a qira'ah program. The poster is outside on the wall there, but all the Qurra, mashallah, we have a lot of talent here in Cape Town when it comes to the recitation of the Quran. Please come and support that talent, and inshallah, come and spend the day with us. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين من أقامها فقد أقام الدين ومن تركها فقد هدم الدين فيا أخوة الأفاضل علينا بالصلاة أن نجعل الصلاة محوراً لحياتنا إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتاباً موقوتاً وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل أي العمل أفضل قال الصلاة لوقتها فنسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا المداومة والمحافظة على الصلوات ويجعلنا من الخاشعين فيها وأن يتقبل الله صلواتنا منا يوم القيامة وأن يدخلنا بها في جناته جنات النعيم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخلق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان اللهم انصر إخواننا في العراق في أفغانستان في اليمن وفي كل مكان اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة
Jamaat al-Muslimin, I've just been reminded before we make the Iqama that the program on Sunday is for the there will be facilities for ladies as well. Bring the whole family, and there will be lunch will also be served. Lunch will also be served. I know that's a big attraction. Lunch will be served, inshallah. أقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراصوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. صلوا صلاة المودع. Pray as if it's your last prayer. Lines straight. Fill all the gaps. Heels in line. Shoulder touching shoulder. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. اللهم أحسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزينا يوم العرض عليك. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله أكبر. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين. إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا.